Hi guys, my name is Samantha Tan. I am 20 years old and I'm racing a BMW M4 GT4, number 38, in Pirelli World Challenge. I currently attend UC Irvine in California. I'm an economics major.
The appeal of racing, I guess people enter for various reasons, and of course with your major, to support your aspirations. So is the econ supporting the racing, or the racing to support the econ?
You know what, I chose econ as kind of like a backup if racing doesn't work out for me. Racing is kind of more like hobby passion kind of thing. Just seeing how it goes. I don't really know what I want to do with college when it ends, which is soon. I'm a third year. But just figuring it out. I could go either way. I'm leaving all my doors open.
Well, Samantha, back up a little bit and let's talk about what first got you interested in motorsports. I guess where you would like to see it go. I think you've touched on that already, but really that infancy of that seed being planted in motorsports.
Well, I guess the motorsport passion started out when I was the young age of 4 years old. I had like a little plastic Jeep with a motor in it, and it had plastic wheels, and I used to get in it every day, and I would do drifts around my driveway, and that's when my dad kind of saw, you know, maybe she'll be into cars or something, and he's a big race fan, so we always watched Formula One races when I was a kid, and then he took me to track days and whatnot, and then finally when I was 15 years old I believe, I went to a Ferrari driving experience and I sat in my first race car. I was driven by a pro driver in a 458 Challenge race car, and I remember going around being like, wow, I really would love to do this. And yeah, I got into my first race car when I was 16 years old. Right here at VIR, this was my first race weekend. Yeah, and then where I would like to be in the future, I don't know yet. I think I used to wanted to go into Formula One because obviously that big influence as a kid. But now it's like I want to work up to GT and Pirelli World Challenge, which is my series now, and then possibly get into endurance racing in Le Mans.
What about those individuals that you looked up to from mentorship from afar, or people that you know that have helped shape your career in motorsports?
One of my biggest role models was from F1 is Ayrton Senna. And then also my coach, Pierre Savoy, I always looked up to. I thought, you know, he's a really great driver. He's made me such a great driver. And then my teammate, Nick, also, I strive to be just like him.
Gotcha. All right, so those mentors are pretty much at arm's length then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
They're around every weekend, and they've been such a great help and such a big support for me in my life. I don't think I would be here without them, obviously.
Okay. Have you been out on track, correct?
Yes.
So, first time in VIR, the differences from the first time you came here to this weekend, I know that's about 4 years' differences. But maybe just a little bit about Virginia International Raceway.
I love it. I started in a 1991 Honda Civic. That was my first ever race car. Obviously not that much power got there. I remember going super slow. It was snowing, actually, when I was here. But I think I came third in one of my first races, which was awesome. But now jumping into the M4 GT4, it's a lot faster. You know, I'm in a real-wheel drive car now. Got to manage that throttle properly, so I'm not too fast on it. But overall, a lot of fun. You know, the S's are kind of terrifying, but I'm getting there. Don't lift.
Yeah.